This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Lots going on for the Decatur Park District. Clay is in studios with us here today. First of all, what a great weekend at the Devon Amphitheater. Another great weekend coming up. Did you think you'd get to this point?
You know,
when things started getting a little murky again?
Honestly, we were a little scared. We were nervous whether or not we were gonna get there. But it looks like we're going to be able to get these last few weekends in. So we're excited.
Absolutely. We've got that jazz band on Sunday that Howard brought in to support the crossing efforts. First of all, nice group of guys, fun group of guys. But man, have you ever seen more talented musicians?
They were extremely talented. This what a group of guys that came together, and a lot of them hadn't played together before, but they pulled together a great show on Saturday night.
All right, now tell me, there was a top secret practice session on the campus of Richland Community College that happened that nobody knew about.
That's right. Friday night, they got together out at the National Sequestration Education Center, thanks to Chris Valdez and the Richland crew for setting us up out there. But they got together, practiced for about 4 hours that night, and pulled the show together. So,
yeah, how hard? I mean, if you're not a musician, this is almost impossible to describe. Three of those guys went way back, but a couple of them, they'd never played as a group before. I mean, literally to come in and do one practice session and hit the stage and do it the way they did on Sunday night.
That's right. But you know, jazz is kind of a universal language, so they all speak the same language.
Yeah.
But getting together and pulling it together, they just did an amazing job.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. So that was great stuff. And then you got a big weekend this weekend, starting Thursday, actually, a little earlier, and not only a band coming in, but also Milliken involved.
That's right. Thursday night, we've got Hairball, and this is a rescheduled show. We had to reschedule it earlier this year, I believe, and so this is really interesting. This is the first group we've had of the Devon that's going to have pyro. We've actually had to get a license from the fire department, had to do an inspection, all that. So this will be the first time of the Devon we're going to blow things up and fire.
Well, first of all, I hope you don't live to regret those words. second of all, I always thought the 80s, it was such a bad idea to have that much hairspray and fireworks at the same time.
We'll see, but I think it's going to be really, really a fun show on Thursday night.
So, all right.
And then we've got Milliken's Rock University opening up for Hairball on Thursday night. So that'll be a neat thing for those kids to open up for a professional band. So.
Okay, and then, of course, Friday the 17th?
Friday the 17th, we got Dry Bar Comedy, good, clean comedy night for folks to enjoy. And then Saturday, we roll into Three Dog Night. This is going to be one of those headliner shows of the season Saturday night. So, and then Sunday, we've got Unspoken, brought to you by Dale's South Lake Pharmacy and Investment Planners.
So. Yeah, I saw that, and we have some tickets to give away for that coming up this week. I also have my seats to give away, Nick, for Three Dog Night on Saturday night. So we'll make sure those seats are full as well. Great stuff. All right, so also a lot of other events. I mean, people think about sort of Labor Day weekend. I know, like, you know, the Splash Cove, shuts down, but there's still a lot of programming going on into the fall.
It is. We move into fall programming, lots of outdoor sports. We start to move indoors to the disc. And Saturday night, September 18th, we've got Parents Night Out, where parents can drop their kids off ages 5 to 12 at the disc. They can kind of have some free time at the disc. The parents can go grab dinner, go grab a movie, whatever they like to do. But it really gives those kids a chance to play at the disc. We'll have games, rock wall, slide, inflatables, pizza, things like that. So looking for those folks to register by Wednesday so we can have the appropriate staffing. But a great night for parents to be able to get out and enjoy themselves.
All right, now I don't know what babysitting service costs these days because our guy's a little old for that, but I mean, 5 to 9, that's 4 hours for $30, 25 if you're a resident. That seems like a pretty good deal, and then an extra child's only $10.
That's right. And you know, it's not just babysitting.
But I'm saying what you'd pay to bring a babysitter into your house.
You're right. But no, we're excited about being able to offer that. And then also on Saturday, we have adult glow golf. So parents could drop the kids off the disc and don't go play glow golf for a while. But that's, lights are out at mini golf. You can play 18 hole rounds, special glow golf ball, wear your brightest colors. You can have an adult beverage. So good night out for a glow golf at Overlook.
And then moonlight yoga at the Devon.
Yep. Moonlight yoga, September 20th, 8 to 9 o'clock, a little after. Moonlight yoga is kind of a unique experience out on the lake. You've got the breeze coming off the lake, beautiful setting, beautiful amphitheater. Bring your mat, towel, and water, and it's free and open to the public.
All right, and there's a lot of people that show up for that.
There is. We've hit hundreds before down there. So we've had to open up the back. You can go out on the stage, go out on behind the amphitheater. You can go inside the amphitheater, anywhere you feel comfortable.
All right. Looking ahead to a little later, Boo at the Zoo gets underway October 15th. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, longstanding Boo at the Zoo tradition. And hats off to the staff at the zoo for pulling this together. It's a staple in our community, and we get thousands and thousands of visitors every year. So they are setting up right now for that, starting to get ready. So we are excited. That'll be Wednesdays, 5:30 to 8 o'clock, starting October 15th. You can go to our website for all that information. And then on Halloween, October 31st, 3 to 6 p.m., they'll be open.
All right, so weekdays, weekends, and then all the way into Halloween for sure. Trees on the Tees. Now, I know we're a long way, at least I hope we're a long way away from Christmas. I'm not ready to give into winter yet. But there's a lot of work that gets done ahead of time. So if people are interested in sponsoring a company tree for $500, a family tree for $250. You have additional sponsorships that are available. Now's the time to get involved with this if you're a community member. This thing was unbelievably successful last year and really well received.
It was. You know, it started off as our board kind of steering us to offer something for the community that was safe and outdoors while we were in the midst of COVID, kind of looking like we're going to be that way again this year. So it'll be another nice, safe opportunity for folks to come out and enjoy and recreate outdoors. You know, we do only have a limited amount of trees left, and folks can contact Kara Lee at the office to sponsor one of those trees if they're interested as a company or a family. And I will tell you, you know, yeah, Christmas is a long way off, but this week our arts folks started putting together their routines with their dancers for Trees on the Tee, so we're already into it.
Absolutely. And then the final, I guess we should go one weekend out, September 24th and the 25th. You do have one more weekend of public shows, Diamond Rio with special guest Mo Pitney, and then Platinum Rock Legends, which everybody likes. So that was a lot of fun. They were actually the band that was there to kick it all off at the VIP sort of soft opening way back when.
That's right, Platinum Rock Legends. They've got a nice following here in Decatur now, and we're excited to welcome them back and kind of close out our season. And then the Friday before that, Diamond Rio. Really excited to bring that group and kind of round out our season here at the Devon.
Yeah, and then October 16th, there's an event that's kind of a special event. Decatur's Got Talent. We're doing in conjunction with the Park District, the Devon, and GT Church, a $5,000 grand prize. You can enter, and Pastor Matt will be with us for a full half hour Friday morning to talk about that. Any talent. This isn't just musicians or singers. Any age group, $5,000 first prize, and you can enter. Just go to nowdecatur.com to find out. A lot of fun that's going to be. I think that there's, you know, between Milliken and Richland and our high schools and people who are just, there's a ton of talent out there.
There's a lot of talent in Decatur. Exciting to see what this will yield.
$5,000 is a pretty good.
That is a good purse. That's
isn't
a
it?
Really good purse, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what bands are getting, you know, or you know, talent is getting these days, but seems to me worth your effort, $5,000. All right, so what else is happening? I know you guys are still recruiting and have some positions to fill as well.
We do. We still have the director of foundation position open. We'll be interviewing for the director of operations position here next week. We've got a whole host of full-time positions available on our website as well. But, you know, as we wind down the season, we're looking forward to kind of moving into fall and seeing what's next.
All right. I'm on the foundation board, just for full transparency. What are you looking for in that position? I know we're very excited to see where the future of that goes, but we need somebody who's, you know, vibrant and all over it and loves this community.
Definitely. We want someone who's engaged in the community, someone who's got those connections to donors and to develop relationships with donors. So it's a critical position for the Park District. The foundation is playing more and more of a role in our daily lives and how we fundraise and fund all these great things we have to do in Decatur.
It's like the private arm, you know, of the Park District, meaning that everything they do is something that taxpayers aren't paying for. So, I mean, I don't think people realize sometimes just how fortunate the Decatur community is and how many gifts and how many things go through the foundation that are you know, add-ons the taxpayers aren't paying for.
That's right. We couldn't do it without the foundation. They are a great arm of the Park District. You know, the foundation started out as an awareness piece, you know, bringing awareness to what the Park District does. And over the years, it's morphed into a fundraising entity, and it just does tremendous things for the Park District.
All right. Clay, we appreciate it, man. Good luck, and have fun next week. I know you're taking the week off. Maybe.
Man, we'll be at a conference.
All right. Well, enjoy the conference. Be safe.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. The Decatur Park District. You can check out DecaturParks.org. You can go to DevonAmphitheater.com to get tickets to any of the shows that we just talked about. And Nick and I will be giving tickets away for that Sunday concert, Say the Word Tour 2021 with Unspoken, Josh Wilson, and comedian Mickey Bell. Very family-friendly night on September 19th.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.